Hello everyone, welcome to Super Normalized. I'm your host CJ with a solo video to get your days, weeks and months ahead started just right. I'm so glad to be here with you today. I want to talk to you about something that can truly transform our lives. Gratitude. Right? It's simple. It's simple stuff. It's a simple word, but it carries immense power. Gratitude is not just about saying thank you. It's about recognizing the goodness in our lives and appreciating the sources of goodness. And today we'll explore how gratitude can enhance our mental and physical well-being. Here's a quote from a great episode, which is right on point.
An attitude of gratitude creates a life of abundance every time, always.
That was from Heather Forrester interview, and it was called Manifesting Strategically, and I'll provide the links for that below. So understanding gratitude, let's start by defining what gratitude is. It comes from the Latin word gratia, which means grace, graciousness, and gratefulness. When we practice gratitude, we acknowledge the positive aspects of our lives and the people that or circumstances that contribute to that happiness. This practice helps us to connect with something larger than ourselves, whether it's in our relationships, nature, or even higher power. The psychological benefits of gratitude have been proven, and research shows that gratitude is closely linked to happiness. When we express gratitude, our brains release feel-good chemicals like dopamine and serotonin. These neurotransmitters are essential for our mood and overall happiness. In a study by psychologists Dr. Robert A. Emmons and Dr. Michael E. Culloch, participants who focused on gratitude reported feeling more and more optimistic and satisfied with their lives compared to those who focused on daily irritations. This suggests that cultivating gratitude can lead to a more positive outlook on life. Gratitude can also be a powerful tool for managing mental health issues such as anxiety and depression. These conditions often trap us in negative thinking patterns, making it hard to see the good in our lives. By consciously practicing gratitude, we can shift our focus away from that negativity into a better frame. Dr. Ashley Smith, a licensed psychologist, explains that gratitude can act as a competing response to negative thoughts. When we actively seek out things to be grateful for, we not only counteract negativity, but also ground ourselves in the present moment, which is crucial for mental well-being. The physical health benefits of gratitude extend beyond our minds. They also impact our bodies. Studies have shown that people who practice gratitude experience better sleep, reduced stress levels, or even improved immune function. For example, a study highlighted by the Mayo Clinic found gratitude can decrease anxiety and chronic pain while lowering the risk of disease. This is because gratitude encourages a positive mindset, which often leads to a healthy lifestyle choice. And such as regular exercise and better nutrition, that all comes together in such a beautiful way when you actually use gratitude in your life. Now, how about the benefits that we need to understand here? How can we cultivate a gratitude mindset? Here's some practical tips. Keep a gratitude journal. Spend a few minutes each day writing down these, you know, at least three things you are grateful for, or even stop and just say to yourself, I'm grateful for these three things. It's very simple. This simple practice trains your brain to notice and appreciate the good in your life. Express gratitude to others. Make it an ongoing habit to thank those around you, whether through verbal acknowledgement or even an internal heartfelt note. This is not only strengthens your relationships, but also creates a positive atmosphere. Practice mindfulness. Set aside time each day to reflect on positive experiences and moments of joy. The mindful reflection allows you to savor the good in your life and cultivate a greater sense of gratitude. I've had a few episodes on Super Normalized where guests have espoused the benefits of gratitude in their own life. One that really stuck with me from the last year was with Lucy Ptasnik, which I named Can Anyone Overcome Life Blocks to Success? Because that was all about her story of overcoming blocks. And when she offered up her method of working with gratitude that she does daily, it really struck me. She gets a notebook and randomly writes down loosely all the things she can think of that she has gratitude for in her life right now. It can be from something as simple and as obvious to big life things. And here's some examples that I did. And I wrote down one, my beautiful life. You know, it's good. I enjoy it. And then I thought, okay, my great workplace. I actually do have a good workplace that I enjoy too. And I also wrote down my awesome YouTube watches. And I also added to that the ones that like and subscribe. Hint, hint, hint. And the beautiful sun, because it was such a sunny day when I wrote that one down. And she suggested that what you should do when you filled a page two-thirds of the way down with the things you are grateful for, how about add some things that you'd be grateful for that you'd like to see come to pass? Drop in there things you want to see in your life. It's like bridging a means to manifestation forward. You can just have about gratitude about anything in your life. There's no judgment here. You deserve all you want and need. In conclusion, gratitude is a powerful practice that can transform our mental and physical well-being by acknowledging the goodness in our lives and expressing appreciation. We can actually enhance our happiness by doing this and improve our relationships and even boost our own health. I encourage all of you out there to incorporate gratitude into your daily routine and witness a positive change that it can bring to you in your life. Thank you so much for your attention, and please like and subscribe as we always do, and any links to the studies that I've cited in this video will be in the show notes as well. And I hope you feel inspired to embrace your gratitude in your life. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.